Blog Talk Radio.
Sound like you moving. You're in motion, ain't you?
I'm always in motion. Always in motion.
Always.
I'm just trying to get her. That's all I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not mad at you.
No. And, yeah, that's it. I got nothing else to give today. Nothing else. Because, listen, I don't know if they need to know this, but we almost didn't have a show. I'm paid.
You still paid?
But we almost didn't have one. Literally. Not tired, but tired. Motherfucker tired. So, yeah. We ain't really got no real structure today. And we going to drink. Because when I get home, I'm going to get a drink. We're going to drink. We going
to push.
Listen, we're going to talk about that in a second. My homegirl had me crying laughing the other day.
I got profanity, too.
You got some what?
Profanity. You said we cuss, right? I got some of that.
Oh, yeah, we cuss. We say inappropriate-ass things. That Negro over there smokes and shit.
I got some ICC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we hit it. You know, that's what we're going to do, by sending some inappropriate shit for your Friday night. All right.
How about that?
There it is. Here we go. Hey. So, we kind of talked about, we wanted to talk about self-care. Like, what are some things that we do to self-care for ourselves? And we're going to vent a little bit. So, that's why I said there's really no structure to the day, because a nigga is motherfucking sad. Like, on some real shit. So, and here's
the thing. Stop complaining.
Listen, so here's the thing. On last Saturday, I said to myself, self, we're going to have a self-care day. Right? Because we talked Friday. And so I said, on Saturday morning, I got some appointments. I'm going to go get my toes and my nails done, get my eyebrows done, get my pussycat wet. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting all this shit done. I'm, hey, listen, I had a self-care day. My life was atrocious. And so that's what I did. And I sat in I got a pedicure. Because normally it'll be, I just want to just get my toes polished. Now I'm about to go sit in this goddamn chair for an hour and some change. I'm going to need y'all to, I need a pedicure. Scrub all this. Get it together.
You stupid.
So that's me. You know, and I said, I'm not doing any homework. Even though later in the evening, I did some homework because I was like, shit, I got to get some homework done. Because remember, I told you on Sunday I was going on an adventure and I was told, hey, look, listen, you can't be doing the homework. Right? So, yeah.
That's some
also parenting. And so I get all that done, and then I go have my relaxing day with my mate. Because, like I said, I'm not supposed to be doing the homework. We watch football, so it's our favorite thing to do. We sit, we go to the bar, and we drink, and be merry, and then we do some other shit while watching football. It's none of y'all business. and so I was relaxed. When I got back on Monday, I was thoroughly relaxed. You hear me? Until I opened up that goddamn email from my professor. I ain't never going to punch no white lady. I was thoroughly relaxed until Monday when I got back and I opened up an email from my professor.
From your professor. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
What do you think I said?
Don't just please continue.
So yeah, so now all my self care is coming out the fucking window. All of it's gone.
What did the email say?
I had to. So remember last Friday, I was like. The heifer was sending emails at like sending them at midnight. I'm like, who the hell is still emailing me from school at midnight?
Right.
It's this bitch. She ain't done none of the work she supposed to do before Friday. Because there was an assignment that she was supposed to grade and read by Thursday night. At midnight, so that she can have it back to us, so that we can reach, so that we can do whatever we needed to do to it and turn it in on Sunday. This bitch is doing corrections going into Saturday midnight, 1:30 in the fucking morning. Bitch, what you been doing all week? What you doing? So then Monday, I go in, read other emails that she has sent. She says, oh, those summaries that y'all did, great. You turned them in. You got credit for them, but now you all need to rewrite them. Bitch, you should just let us turn that shit in and go about your fucking business. But no.
And why do you have to rewrite it?
Because the instructions were not correct, and so she wanted us to rewrite them in the correct instructions.
Bullshit.
See why I won't slap a white woman? See why I won't slap a white woman? So, yeah, so that added extra stress to my week because now that adds more work to my work week, to my week of doing homework.
Wow.
And I said, and so I was like, you know what? I got too much fucking work. I can't even fucking run. You know I'm a go to work person.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't flew none this week. None. I ain't pick up no. Only time I flew was when I flew down to Tampa and flew my ass back.
That's about it.
That's it. Literally got down there at like, what time I get down there? I got down there at like 1 o'clock. Because we went straight to the bar to watch the Panthers game and watch the San Francisco game. And I didn't leave until Friday at like 5 o'clock in the evening. So, yeah, that's all I did. That's the only flying I did. That was the only flying required of me. And I said, because I was like, I'm not going to put in for first out if this is the bullshit I'm currently dealing with. So I didn't. And so the same thing goes for next week. I probably won't fly next week because I still got work to do. And this bitch don't give a fuck. Clearly she don't give a fuck about nobody else's time management. Because the bitch can't even manage her own fucking time. Okay, so I'm about to walk into a Walgreens. I need to buy me some sleep aid. How am I terrible if I need melatonin to sleep in my time? How am I terrible?
Well,
I ain't about to be up all night with y'all.
You want the dog to give a white lady a back end. That was part of it.
Yeah. Not only do I want back end her. Yeah, I want back end her pistol whipping and all that stuff. So, wow. I'm in the Walgreens. You talk about your self-care. What do you do for your self-care management?
Okay, so first off, massage. First off. Now, it don't necessarily have to be happy ending, but that is very therapeutic also in itself. So, I know that as men, I've said this before, we don't get our feet taken care of. So when somebody, look at that little Asian lady with the strong hands to rub on your feet, oh, man, that shit feels beautiful.
I ain't been there much.
So, I mean, when you got that firm grip, but you have this, you know what I'm saying, nice and small hand, and know exactly how to get into the grooves of your legs and your feet, you can't beat it. All of that said, you know. Gotta have your massages. You gotta have, me myself, I like to have a physicality to my life. So like today I went to the park and I played ball. But even in playing ball, I stop and I do a couple of pull-ups. I do some push-ups. Did a little jog around the court. You know what I mean? Just some regular shit just to keep yourself able to, you know, I might have to get one of these little niggas up off me. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep a little bit of physicality. These little motherfuckers, they ain't got no respect. I might have to grab one of them by their collar and shit and escort them across the road. So, you know, you got to keep that. And that's part of the self-care, is use it or lose it. And for us men, you don't want to be in your 40s, 50s, 60s. You're going to start losing that muscle mass. You don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, thinking that you the man. Little 24-year-old motherfucker put you on your ass. You don't want that in your 50s and 60s. So, you know, a couple of push-ups, you know what I'm saying, a couple of sit-ups, a couple of pull-ups, some squats. You know what I mean? Go for a little walk, a little run. That should help you. And then one other thing that I do is I take my vitamins, my minerals, in the morning. So I'll have my vitamin C, my vitamin D, my B12, my – recently, depends on if I'm a little – I'll take some echinacea. I'll take some glucosamine and chondroitin, you know, different things. But, you know, the staples are the elderberry, B12, C, black seed oil. Okay, those are water. So, you know, get my nutrition on, self-care that way. Self-care as far as the massages to get that tension relieved. And if she need a, you know, green card, you know, we might go work something out too, you know. Some dumb hoe might need, you know what I'm saying, to be an American citizen, in which case, you know, lifetime massages. Anyway, but so my thing in the self-care is the massages, is the vitamins and minerals. You know, you got to also keep your physicality, doing push-ups and sit-ups. So those are my things when I speak about the healthcare or self-care, you know, well-care. Another thing that is underrated, you got to talk to somebody. Could be a professional, not bad. Could be a member of the clergy, not bad. Could be a confidant, friend, family member, but you got to talk to somebody. You have to push these ideas of you knowing it all to the side and get somebody else's perspective. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So things that I would lead in with as far as, you know, self-care. You with me, Kitty? All right, she's not with me. Fuck it. Don't be with me. So the next thing that I would definitely speak on as far as self-care, you got to read, man. You got to read, man. You got to take care of your brain. If you're not the reading kind of person, you know, you got to watch some docs. You're not the documentary kind of person. You know, you got to go experience certain things, and you got to go to the museums, some of these historical places, these monuments. So you got to take care of that as well, because if you don't take care of your mental and get that in order, you hustling backwards, you know. So that's where I'm at with it. I'm giving you those as far as self-care. And how about this? Very few things in this world are possible without money. So you got, you know, take care of your finances. That's another big one. That's a huge one. All right? And that's where I'm at with. You back, Kitty? Okay, I guess she's still in that motherfucking Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Duane Reade, whatever, Eckers, whatever the fuck she in. Oh. Safeway, fucking unsafe way, fucking dangerous way. Whatever the fuck she at. But as far as, like, you know, the massages, one thing I know, you know what I'm saying, I said before, dudes don't get their feet taken care of, man. You get the little Chinese lady inside that looks and crannies in them dogs, man, you be a whole nother motherfucker. That's facts. You know what I'm saying? She could have been in the back with that elbow, come down, go down the hamstring. You know what I'm saying? Go down to the feet. Oh, man, go change your fucking world. And you'll never look at an Asian lady the same again. But, you know, that's what that is. You ain't back yet, Kitty? Okay. Say less. I'm going to talk about what I'm going to talk about. It's come to my attention that some of these, so what's the dude, PNB Rock? Our youth is talking to the police on a daily basis, and they think they're talking to the world without, you know what I'm saying, law enforcement. You're talking directly to the police. You are directly talking to them boys when you be online. So what I would like to say is, I guess this is another level of self-care. Stop putting your business out on these streets, on this net, period. Stop putting your business out here. Stop, you know what I'm saying, with the live, telling your ops to come run up on you. No, it's not that real. But that's my perspective. You've got to say my piece.
Awesome, Paul. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know what the hell. Man, listen, my phone was doing some weird shit when I went into the Walgreens. And I don't know what happened. I couldn't. Because it was saying that my phone was plugged up, which it wasn't, because I was clearly walking around the Walgreens. And it said that it was wet, which it clearly wasn't. And it wouldn't let me click off the dumb shit. So I had to restart my phone. So, but I did hear you talk about your self-care and how you said talking to somebody does help in some of that shit. You got them right.
Yep.
You got them right. I mean, it's doing it again. Oh, my God. But not just talking to my phone. Oh, God. I don't know what this shit is about. I don't know what this is about, Ron. It won't even let me click off of the page. Huh?
What is that?
You say what?
I said it's trying to frustrate you.
Yeah, it's frustrating as hell because I can't take it off speakerphone now. I can't do anything. Like, I can't click on the shit to be like, get off my phone. Because it's saying that there's something, like, it's saying that it's wet, but my phone's not even plugged up to the charger now. So I don't even know why he's doing it. Say what?
Mine did the same thing the other day.
What did you do to make it stop?
Nothing.
I turned off my phone. It's not plugged into anything. Like, it's saying that I don't know. Let me see. You said what?
You broke it.
I broke it. Well, okay, I just took my case off. Okay, and it's still doing it. Like, well, maybe we'll let it cool down. And I don't know. The port does feel a little warm. I don't know. Oh, well. Here we are.
I don't know either.
Shit's ridiculous. And then I was trying to find my tablet so I could make, you know, call from my tablet. But I can't even find my tablet in my bag. I don't know where it is. It's in my bag. And then my other phone, that my mom, what's my life about? What's my life about, God? But, yeah. I don't know if anybody else has joined on the thing, but probably not, but I can't see it. So if you try, I can't click. I can't click to be like, hey, they're there. I can't do none of that because, yeah. 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 So, okay. So when you have, like, after you've had your self-care or whatever.
Right.
And you're feeling good, you're feeling great. And something triggers you to go back into that feeling of that bullshit. What do you do? Do you schedule another self-care for later on in that week? Or do you be like, you know what? I can't self-care again until XYZ time or I'm just going to push through this shit. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm over here looking at something. So, boom, they got, and pardon me, they got this place called the Palace, right? And it got to be 8,000 Spanish people going in this motherfucker.
8,000?
8,000.
That's
all right, 7,436. And I'm here looking at these motherfuckers. And they are spectacles. I see everything from
from soccer cleats to cut-off jean shorts to King Theater dresses. They got everything on. These motherfuckers is wearing everything out here.
So this is a place there? And you're seeing this with your own two eyes? Or you're reading something?
It's a club, and I'm looking at these people just look a hot mess.
Doesn't look a hot mess. First of all, what are you doing with soccer cleats on?
I don't know. I want to do something. I'm going to help these people. Give them some clothes.
And you can't take no picture without no flash.
Because
it's nighttime.
But it's crazy because it's like, all right, like this chick right here, she's pretty decent. She got a pair of jeans on and a T-shirt. You know what I'm saying? But her dude got on a fucking pair of cowboy boots, cowboy jeans, a cowboy hat. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? This nigga shirt with that fucking, how do you do? Let me doing this thing. I don't know. I'm sorry. I was in my own world. I diverted.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm still trying to deal with this shit with my phone.
So the self-care also, it has to extend to those in your circle. Because if you're the only one caring for yourself, and they still got their bullshit, it's going to seep into your life. You know what I mean? So I've taken my lady and my daughter to get their nails done. I haven't done it in a while, but, you know, little things like going out for a jog or going for a walk or going to counseling with either your spouse or your children, things like that are very important. You know what I'm saying? For the self-care of others, which then comes right back to you anyway.
Okay. I just try to, that's the predicament I'm in now. Like, I'm back stressed. I'm back tense. I'm like, I feel like I need to, I don't know what else to do.
Sure you do.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. And, you know, and I'm like, hey, this week has been a doozy. And he's like, yeah, it really has. Like, this shit, like, tells, like, there's been times in this week I wanted to tell you to fly your ass back here. And I'm like, you know I'm gonna call, right? Like, I just can't. I'm like, well, I'm on call. I can't fly around. Because they can call me and I got 2 hours to get there and I can't be in Tampa with 2 hours to get there. Hell, so I'm like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I want to schedule me a massage somewhere in the week. But I'm only off tomorrow. Tomorrow is my official day off and then I'm back on call on Sunday. Like, that's bullshit.
Get that money, girl.
I'm not flying next week. I'm not flying next week at all because I got so much fucking homework to do. I can't even work.
Damn.
I don't understand how this one lady in my class, one of my classes, she got 6 fucking classes. Man, you can't work. Ain't no way. I got 3, and I'm like, I can't work.
You stupid. You said, man, there's no way that you have employment.
No fucking way. No way. Ain't no way. On this guy's green earth, are you employed? What doing 6 passes? Ain't no way.
Is she a good student?
I don't know. I don't even know. I don't know how you do it. because my ass can't do it with the three classes.
Oh, man. All right. Let me ask you this. What self-care things or just keeping sanity things have you gotten from, like, the elders in your family that have been passed down or even coping mechanisms?
Nothing, because, you know, they were all the type of, well, you can do it. Like, you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can push through it. You know, you're strong. You can do it. They didn't. Did this shit stop? No, I thought it stopped. It started back up. I don't understand what the fuck is going on with my phone, yo. I can't even unlock my phone at this point. I can't unlock my phone. I can't do nothing. I don't know. It says we've detected some foreign material. What? Ain't nothing on my phone. Took my case off.
Scroll it up.
Yeah, I took my case off and everything.
Maybe patience?
Not patient. You say patience? That's what I learned patience from. I need to have patience right now in this situation with this phone.
I'm saying that's very possible, and that's not something that you learned from, like, passed down.
Now the reason why I'm asking is because even if I sit the phone down, like, I can't charge my phone because it's saying this shit and it's draining my battery. So I'm watching the numbers on my battery go down. So I'm like, and then I left my other charger at my mama's house. Like, I don't know what the hell's going on with this phone.
You big dummy.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yo, you want to hear some bullshit? That's how you bought my shit at the fucking car wash. So
did it
now,
happen? It didn't happen again, did it?
Listen, I just got this car, right?
Mm-hmm.
I go to the car wash today. I'm like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Let me clean my girl. Let me get my first joint on. I go there, and it's a dude. He's vacuuming, and he's basically me, right? But I wait online. I'm waiting for him. Somebody else comes and tries to do to him what somebody did to me last week. I'm like, these niggas have lost their fucking mind. Who are these fucking car wash fucking jumpers? Once them niggas got to arguing, Kitty, I got the fuck out of there because I was thinking it may be a couple of bullets that get thrown.
And see, last week you was like, you know, if I had my gun with me, I would have popped that nigga. Right?
So when I seen these motherfuckers arguing, I just calmly,
you did
I just calmly went around.
You're going to go by my day. You have a wonderful one.
Made my exit stage left.
Okay, so it stopped. Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That sounds like a reason for me to have a shot.
You know what? Let me get my, because I got my DiSerono. I'm in the car. I ain't even got no cook. I'm still in the car.
To the head, nigga, to the head. You got a cap on that motherfucking amaretto.
No. So listen. The one off the plane. Not the one off the plane. The little one.
Oh, the little dumb.
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to drink something out of my soda and then pour it in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that. And I'll smoke to this.
Okay. So... for the first time, like, so people be like, oh, this is, like, you know, I usually get this run on ginger ale if I'm on a plane or whatever.
Right.
So the other day, so, okay, let's talk about how think that he tries to get me drunk, but he's like, you control your liquor so well that I've never, like, seen you pissy-ass drunk. Now, I've been pissy-ass drunk before, but he's like,
yes,
you only pissy-ass drunk when you hanging with your girls. I don't never get to pissy-ass drunk you. You
poor
trying
drunk.
To be so consistent. I ain't hung out with James ever. So he was not going to see the pissy-ass drunk, but he has seen it before, previously.
Thank you.
So, what I did was, on Saturday, in my self-caring, I went to the ABC store. I said, I'm going to go pick up me some Casamigos.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I picked up 4 travel-size bottles of Migos. Okay.
Okay. How many do you have now? That's a big negativo. Big nothing. None now. Tells me who's the alcoholic. Okay. Who's going to motivate and keep it moving?
I'm sorry. I'm back. My phone hung up. But anyway. So I picked up my 4 little travel size Casamigos. Now, these travel size Casamigos, to me, these is more than a shot.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Did you
all
hear
right.
what I say? I feel like they're more than a shot. So.
And why do you feel that way?
It just felt that way. Like the bottle, I don't know. The bottle was a little bit bigger than some other shit. So we go. So, because he sent a text message that morning. He was like, hey, wear your game day type stuff because we're going to a bar when you land. That's fine. I had on my little black leggings and my black pants and shirt. I was cute. Couldn't tell me nothing. So we go to this little bar, and they have like signature type beers and all that stuff. They have some good on tap stuff, right? So I get this beer that I'm drinking all day long. And it tasted like a beer, but it was more like a punch. It was good. So I liked it. He was like, this is the shit that you definitely drink. I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm being judged. You judge your mama.
Right. Throwing stones.
And so, matter of fact, I have like 6 while we're sitting there. So I'm feeling, you know how you be feeling it? But you don't really be tipsy, but you just be feeling it.
Okay.
So that's where I was in life with it, okay? So we get back to the hotel or whatever. The girl gives us vouchers for the bar, which we did not use because. So I got him some liquor off the plane that he likes. I always get him his favorite off the plane. Like, I have a whole stash of that shit just for him. So, I was like, you want me to pour you a drink? He was like, oh, yeah, fine. So, I pour my Casamigos. And I'm talking about I'm taking shots. So, I drank 2 of them real quick. I was like, oh, my God. I don't think I should have did this shit. But anyway. I was like, okay. So this, and keep in mind, we're watching the game. We're not really, you know, doing anything else. So I was like, you don't get to see what drunk looks like if I'm not up dancing and acting silly. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So I'm like, okay. So we're laying in the bed. And now he's like, okay, it's halftime. I'm like, okay, it's halftime. What you want me to do? Neither here nor there what I have to do. But, yeah. Right. Because
it's halftime.
It's halftime. It's halftime with a goddamn, with a goddamn thing. And so it's halftime. Well, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, fine. The next day, because he has to get up and go to work or whatever, I decide before I, you know, when he's coming to pick me back up, because he's like, okay, I got to go to work. I'll be back to pick you up around this time, and we'll go to lunch. So my dumb self decides to take the last two bottles of my Casamigos to the head with a motherfucking tropical Red Bull. Nigga, I feel like I'm skating. Like, I feel like I'm skating through life. And he was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I don't think I should have took them two shots, of them two bottles of Casamigos. He was like, Jamie, keep in mind, he don't normally call me by my government name. Usually it's Babe or the other nickname he has for me, which you all do not need to know. He's like, really? This is what we're doing today at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? I was like, well, I didn't want to take them back with me, and I could always buy some more. And he's like, okay. And he's like, you need to eat. He's like, did you eat early? I was like, oh, yeah, I had my waffle and a head yesterday. You know? And he's like, we're going to lunch. What do you want for lunch? I was like, I don't know. Like, literally. Like, I have no thoughts, no brain, no nothing. So then, get on the plane. I'm not drunk or anything. I just feel good. So I asked the flight attendant, I was like, hey, can I get a disaster of ginger ale, please? And she was like, yeah. So she went to get ready to charge me, and she was like, and she realized when she looked down at the thing that I also was a flight attendant or whatever, she tried to play it off and just, you know, like, oh, my card reader is not working. I'll take care of it. Like, okay, fine. So the man behind me thought he was about to get free drinks. She was like, oh, no, since my card reader is not reading, I won't be giving out anymore. So then she writes me a note and brings me another bottle before landing. She was like, here you go. I was like, so I'm reading the note, and she was like, the man behind you tried to get free liquor. I just cleaned it off. I realized who you were. It's fine. Enjoy your drink. And she gave me an extra bottle of the Serrano.
Okay,
this is how you take care. This is how you take care of people. So this, I text him and I was like, okay, I've Lindsay, and I said, oh, I had yummy ass drinks, but I wasn't sitting in the yummy ass drink section. He was like, how the hell you let that? How the hell that happen? I said, well, I was getting ready to pay for it, but she realized who I was, and she didn't make me pay for it. He was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, that's how this thing works. You take care of each other around here. You already know I don't charge for that shit, no way. I don't charge nobody. I don't charge a single soul for liquor. I don't.
Why not?
Because they get that shit for free.
This thing right here.
Okay.
Free.
They do. They get it for free.
I know.
Hey.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-oh, no. No, what? No.
No, what? Who got on what?
This lady denim drawers is not up her ass like underwear.
No. Hey, Dre.
What up, Dre?
Go ahead.
This nigga comes in 45 minutes after the fact. Hey. What the fuck? Nigga, you just waking up?
Yeah, doctor gave me a new blood pressure pill, and that motherfucker is the truth.
Mm. But we're talking about self-care and fencing, and we're just shooting shit. That's what we're doing.
About self-care and what?
Venting and bullshit, and we're talking about some other bullshit.
Cool.
So what is your self-care, Drake?
Shit. Right now is damn trying to get my damn health and all that bullshit under control. This shit is kicking my ass, bro. But other than that, shit. Damn. I don't know, because, damn, I guess. I really don't know. Like, I do every damn thing. Really don't do nothing but relax and damn work all fucking day. Shit, not self-care, when I get a chance, shit, chill, try to get a haircut when I can. I need to go get my toes done.
I ain't never seen you go get your toes done.
Yeah, because I've been doing it myself. I gotta go get it done because I think they might have to take this bitch off.
This nigga need a surgeon.
Yeah, because I got a hangnail from hell and I can't get it, so I guess I'm going to have to go to Ling Ling, get it to chop my toe off.
You're not gonna disrespect my people and call them names.
I'm just saying.
You're not going to disrespect my people.
Oh, shit. Why Taco Bell tacos don't ever look like the commercial?
What you mean? First of all, who still eats Taco Bell?
I had a free thing they gave me today at work for my birthday and shit, and it was like 2 free tacos or whatever because they made up for not giving us the cake and shit that we were supposed to have. So they gave us for our birthday bash. These motherfuckers treated us like gorillas, yo. They gave us bananas, orange juice, and little snack packs with, like, Snickers and shit in there. Shit I ain't supposed to be eating, right? So I was like, okay, y'all give us bananas like we're a bunch of goddamn gorillas. Ain't nothing in there but a bunch of fucking niggas. But y'all give us bananas. Like, that's the only fucking fruit that you can fucking damn come up with. Like, this shit was retarded. And then, so they gave us a little Taco Bell shit. I mean, it was for the damn free tacos or whatever. Now, I ain't ate Taco Bell in forever. Like, it's been a hot minute. So, I was like, fuck it. I'm just getting my little free tacos, go on to the crib. Get there. The shit don't look crunchy like it used to. Ain't that much meat in that motherfucker. Like, the lettuce was all soggy. Like, it was just, I don't know. It just wasn't working. It just wasn't Taco Bellin'.
Then I got to think about the commercials.
The commercials, them motherfuckers be all thick and juicy and shit. Those are like motherfuckers loaded down with the damn meat and the lettuce and the tomatoes and shit. That shit was thin as a motherfucker. It looked like a fucking, well, you ain't never smoked weed. But it was like that motherfucker in a 1.5. Like, it wasn't even a fucking, like, I want that motherfucker to be fat like a blunt. That bitch was a 1.5. Rolling paper. That shit.
Ron, you understand what he meant? Does this nigga go smoke?
He was
out there at the Kingston Yetta soccer game.
Probably chasing the one with them shouts on.
He probably trying to understand why that lady got them goddamn shorts on. They ain't sticking like they supposed to. Cause she probably ain't got no ass, and then if she got one, she went and had it filled with cement.
Oh. Where you at? What city you in? You home?
Nigga, I'm sitting outside.
Oh.
The fuck?
I thought you might have been.
I'm sitting there saying.
In a way.
No. No, because I had too much work to do. I've been doing homework all week at my mama's house. Been doing homework. Been about to pull my hair out. Looking like Who's Y'all John. Been cussing out white women because I'm sick of they shit.
Ooh, man, I almost jumped out my motherfucking damn car on this fucking white bitch the damn yesterday. Because I had to go to a doctor's appointment and shit, right? So I'm on battleground. I'm trying to beat it down the damn road coming from work and shit. So you know what the CVS, well, not CVS, what is it, Rite Aid, the comic book store and all that shit is?
Mm-hmm.
Right there for the IHOP. So you know the intersection is right there. Motherfuckers always trying to turn to get up in there. This bitch, I don't know what the fuck she was thinking about. She had a big-ass fucking damn Ram F-150, whatever that big-ass fucking truck is. This bitch decides to cut, and she was in the right lane. I'm in the left lane. She decides to cut me off and turns like she's going to IHOP, and she blocked the whole goddamn road because the light was, our light was green, and their light was red. So she stopped traffic on both sides, and I had to slam on brakes. I mean, my bumper was damn near at her back damn tire. Almost hit that motherfucker. Man, I jumped out the car and cussed her goddamn ass out. She rolled the window up on my motherfucking ass. That's how mad. I literally threw my car in park to make sure I didn't hit this bitch, and I went the fuck off. I wanted to sit on her fucking truck so goddamn bad. And then the lady that was beside me, she was like, I can't believe she just fucking did that. And the bitch proceeds to sit there. She didn't even try to move the truck. She sat there and knew she was in the wrong and waited for that fucking light to turn green. I mean, car blowing horns every fucking where.
Wow.
Just one moment I wish I could have turned into the goddamn Hulk. I would have flipped her fucking truck, swam over. I swear to God. Then I get to the doctor. Mm. The doctor was like, she took my damn blood pressure. She said, your heart is really racing. I said, I just had a moment coming down the road. She was like, was your heart beating that fast when you got in here? I was like, no, ma'am. I just had a moment. And she was like, okay. And then she damn talking about she's going to give me some new blood pressure pills or whatever. And then gave me some damn new. So now the shit I got, then it's like, I think it's like 15, maybe 10 milligrams or whatever. It's a little powerful than the other one I got. And I was like, man, ain't this some bitch.
Wow. I'm trying to figure out why they didn't leave the door open for him. And he out here looking at the keys. And he just went to the mailbox. He knew it was some damage.
Ooh.
Downstairs.
I just seen the tool. I seen him earlier today when I went to Taco Bell. He was on break.
He just went to the mailbox. What do you mean he was on break? Where he work at?
Are you talking about JJ? He work at Walmart.
Well, no, I'm not talking about JJ. I'm talking about Daddy.
Oh.
Where he working?
Yeah, cause JJ and the mama, they work at Walmart.
Yeah, they just came in. But they came in and he went to the mailbox. They ain't even leave the door open. I would have just left the door open if you knew he was coming right back.
Yeah,
they stupid. They be stupid. What the hell?
Hell yeah.
This is what out here watching the people. Look stupid. What you gonna do for your birthday? other than eat Taco Bell?
Shit, I don't know. If I could stay the fuck woke, I might do something.
What? The hell? I'm on call on Sunday. I literally got one day off. And that's tomorrow.
Yeah,
and I need to take... Huh?
You probably be gone. You'll probably be gone.
That means I got a whole bunch of homework I still got to do. Okay. I'm going to quit school. I'm going to quit. That's what I told... That's what I told the homie the other day. Well, the day earlier. I was like, is it okay for me to quit school? And they just laughed. Oh, you laughing? I'm serious. Mm-hmm, quit. I'm sick of this shit. Because I got so much homework. I was telling Ron, I got so much damn homework. I couldn't even work this week.
Damn.
I've been on call all week long. So probably next week when I'm on call, I ain't going to work then either. Because I got too much shit to do. I don't work the end of the month. And then next month, I got a line. So I ain't got no choice but to work next month. Oh, you still there?
That mother disappeared.
Oh, let me fix for him. But yeah. So this is my life. They ruined my little self-care. I self-cared for myself last week. Went down and got some us time. Came back to the bullshit. Like, I don't get it. Don't leave me alone. Oh, tired. I'm tired. That's why I was last minute. Because I was like, do I want to do a show or no? I text Ron, like, Ron, I don't know where I am in life. I don't know if I want to do a show or not. I'm tired. He was like, whatever you want to do. He don't help me make life choices.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, you know how we were talking in the group chat about the people who were on that vacation who looked a whole hot mess?
This nigga said the people. You know, you talk about white folks.
Yeah. The people that was on that vacation. And then they get back and it was like, oh, I'm so glad that my people encouraged me to get a passport. What they should have encouraged you to do is do better about your clothes.
Yeah, I seen that post.
What they should have done was said, hey, friend, this ain't the move. That's what they should have said. Okay. I just feel like
she was pumped up too.
I got my passport and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man.
Come on, little goddamn me.
And I want, yeah, I just want to be ever go on somebody's post and be like, "Why you always lying?"
Because
I want to go up under people's things and be like, "Oh, girl, you doing that? Why you lying?" Now I know you fucking lying. Hey, that's what I wanted to do, but I was like, I'm not reading these comments because God said I shouldn't read them. God has said it, so I believed it, that I shouldn't read that shit. I don't understand what these people choose their friends. Now, you can't really choose your family, but you can choose your friends. I don't understand why they all just lying like so. Like, girl, you did that. No, bitch, you didn't. It's a no for me, dog. It is a no for me. I just can't, and I won't, and I shan't. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to open up my mouth. Tell me. What? I'm trying to figure out why my water ain't charging. My charger ain't charging. And my phone's been giving me some issues this evening. So I had to take it out the case because it was claiming that it had got wet and it didn't. I don't know what's on my phone. So now I can't charge it. It's not. I don't know what's going on with my phone. I don't know what's going on with my phone. I ain't got nothing left to talk.
My thing is, you went over.
So, do you believe in therapy? Couch time? Self care?
Hell yeah, I believe in it. Shit. Because her friend, she damn sure needs it.
Hello?
Like, how the fuck you go over there, you take all them pictures, make it seem like you having a blast. Making it seem like you having a goddamn ball at the time of your fucking life.
Sorry.
Then you get back and you mad because I didn't like none of your pictures. And I only like Angela's and like two of your pictures. But you mad. Like, bitch, get mad at your boyfriend. His name wasn't up under your picture neither.
You stressing me about
that shit.
You better start liking that old big back bitch picture.
Man, she retarded as hell. Like, y'all
that's
over there stunting in the book like y'all have the time of y'all life, and I guarantee you, two of them going to be begging for money.
Because
they going to be broke. And the main two that always do that shit is her and Tasha.
But they, so here's the thing. you know, I go out of the country. I do stuff. As a matter of fact, I'm going to Cancun in January. How you down there for 5 days and you go on one excursion? Y'all do an all-white catamaran porter. Then y'all go to Rick's Cafe. Now, it don't look like any of these bitches can swim.
All they did was sit outside. You can do this shit here.
Listen.
Save money.
Listen. What I tell you. We can go to Ritz Cafe because Ritz Cafe has, like, good food. They have good food. But the point of people going to Ritz Cafe is to go jump off the side of the restaurant into the water. When we went, that's what we did. And we watched the men at the very top. Jump off. He was the only one who would jump off from there. But none of y'all look like y'all can do the swim. A lot of them, they look like they're scared of the wolves. They ain't do no snorkeling. They just drank and ate. That's it. I was like, oh, that's it. Y'all didn't go to the Dunn River Falls. I ain't see y'all with no life jackets on doing nothing. I just ain't traveling with nobody like that. You know, I always, and then, because even though I know my friends can't swim, I'm still going on an excursion that includes some goddamn water. You bitches just going to be sitting in the boat. I want to go snorkeling. We're going snorkeling. Y'all better get you some life jackets and come on. And come on. No. That's what they're doing. Out there looking crazy as hell. Looking stupid.
Cause I was like, all they doing is just laying down at the back pool. Like, y'all could have did that shit here.
Not that they ain't got no pool.
They could have went to a goddamn a damn hotel somewhere here and just stretched that book out. Like, God, dog. She just went on the damn Myrtle Beach or something.
Oh, God, no. I would have really talked about them then for real if they would have went to Myrtle Beach. There ain't nobody about the Myrtle Beach, nobody to death.
I'm just saying.
It's funny you say that little boyfriend ain't like none of her pictures. Probably broke up with her. Because she ain't posting them since she been back. Yeah, I'm trying to get a boyfriend. Be so quick to get a boyfriend. She didn't know me lasting but 3 weeks.
Month top. She said 3 weeks. Hey,
don't,
shit. Am I lying? Some of them damn relationships don't even last damn past lunch. 30 minutes.
You're not paying.
And now everybody's sending me this bullshit ass damn post that, my ex and damn maid, she getting married this month. I was like, I don't give a fuck when she get married. As long as she don't get married on my goddamn birthday, she'll be all right.
Who Hogan man? Jennifer?
Oh, what? Yeah, and he was calling me all week last week.
Marrying the little tiny boy? Gotta get married.
Yeah, that shit crazy because this nigga done cheated on her like 3 times already. Bitch never did cheat because she was up under my goddamn ass too much. This motherfucker done cheated on her 3 times and you still gonna say I do. You was retarded.
Well, that's what people like to do. Getting married.
What the hell happened? What the wrong go?
I don't know. I even sent him a text like, yeah, you read it. I don't know what happened. He's still there.
He went out there and got that girl with them days to do so.
This nigga is on the phone talking about some all men.
All men.
Nigga.
Yes, Liz.
Nigga, did you fall asleep?
Yep.
God. Such old man. Such an old man.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, damn sure.
This nigga got narcolepsy like hell.
All the damn drugs taking. This shit hard to damn stay woke.
That nigga don't take no drugs but weed and alcohol.
He been cruising the streets like us in that new whip.
This Negro here.
Lord have mercy.
I can't. Oh, there's a food truck festival tomorrow at the outlet.
All right.
I probably ain't gonna make it.
They doing what?
There's a food truck festival at the outlet tomorrow.
What was going on downtown? They said something about they doing the pride parade or gay parade. What they doing downtown?
Exactly what you just said. They having a pride gay parade tomorrow.
Lord have mercy.
It's pride. It's Greensboro Pride. They're going out and they're going to shake their money maker. They going to shake their money maker. I will do do.
Everybody be in there.
What'd you say?
Ain't said about to be nothing.
I would just want to go down there and see who I see. You know, I knew you was gay.
That shit would be funny as hell. Motherfuckers probably down there going to be trying to be undercover like a motherfucker.
Nigga, I knew you was gay. I knew you was a homosexual.
Exactly.
I heard you like them boys. Yeah, but no, I'm be doing homework. I'm gonna date them all. I'm doing homework.
Babe, you bun this hill, roll up down that motherfucker and see some motherfuckers they ain't supposed to be down there.
I'm here just to support the gay people. I'm just here to support. I miss my gay best friend. Him no longer here. So I'll be there to support in spirit. But I won't know. Nigga, I knew you was gay.
I knew.
By the way, you popped your lips that one time. I knew it. You popped them one good time, way too good. I don't even pop my lips, so I knew. If these people get on this internet one more time and beg for a goddamn date. I be sick of people. It be the same ones every week. I want to go on a date. I wish I had a boyfriend. Bitch, take yourself on it. You ever wonder why them niggas don't want to take your ass on a date? Because that's the way I don't like you. Am I wrong? Why y'all ain't taking these girls out on dates? This is Ron?
Yes.
Why aren't men taking women out on dates these days?
That's a good damn question. Shit, half of them damn picky as hell anyway.
I mean, you can have a preference. Just like, you know, men have a preference. You know? So it's okay to have a preference. Some of these chicks, they really just be looking to just find a free meal. And then some of these niggas don't need to be dating if they ain't got no fucking money to do so. Dating is not free. Even though you could probably do some free shit, but like let's say we go on a picnic, right? Nigga, we still got to eat on the picnic. Do you want this to be a potluck? You bring a dish, I bring a dish.
Potluck.
Not a potluck. I think when I went on my picnic, what did I bring? I brought the fruit. Because I had to go pick it up. Because he ordered it, I had to go pick it up. Like, he made plans for all of it, from the food, the drink, everything. So, there's a spider on my windshield. It better stay outside. It will live if it stays on the outside of the windshield. It will die if it comes on the inside. But, yeah. So, But I think some of these chicks, they're like, hey, girl, let's go on a picnic. They gonna call that nigga corny. But then be on the internet talking about, I wish somebody had planned a date. Well, nigga, that nigga planned a date. But you called him corny. Mm. You bitches is ungrateful.
Ooh.
Ron, you still ain't got no answer to the question?
Ronald.
Ronald?
Yes.
Middle initial, I don't know.
It would be the J.
Say what? Not Ronald J.
Yes,
hey,
it is.
That name John?
No.
Josiah?
No.
Exactly. Jonah.
You'll never guess it.
What you
say? You'll never guess it.
You never gonna tell it?
Nope. So the J is for Jihad.
Robert Jihad.
Who the fuck is Robert?
I'm sorry, Ronald Jihad. I don't know how I like your name. I don't know how I like your name.
I don't know.
They don't go together.
You got issues.
Why? I'm just saying, certain names go together.
Okay.
You know. Like Dre's first name. Dre's first name and middle name don't go together.
Everything about Dre goes together. What are you talking about?
No, my first name is not good with
my middle name at all. I hate my fucking first name. I've never liked that shit.
What is it?
Oh, Lord. Cornelius.
That's right. Corny. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I'm not even gonna ask for permission.
Say what?
It's just craziness.
Yeah. You know, some names, people don't be thinking of names like how they should sound together. They should make sense together. But yeah. Mhm. Oh, your name don't go with the other one. We'll just stick with the J.
Hmm. How about that?
Ronald J. Bale. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That sounds so much stronger. Yeah. Oh Lord, I'm so tired.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Join the club.
It's okay. Ew. I can't understand how this nigga fell asleep in the middle of a Daisy Duke short conversation.
Who that? Dre?
You did, nigga. The fuck?
Nigga, we talking about Dre right now. I'm not asleep. Take it off me.
What?
Obviously, I'm not.
Nigga. I'm trying to understand how you did it.
Listen, man. Don't worry about how I do what I do when I do what I do it.
What's this supposed to be like tomorrow?
All right, let me ask you this, though, before we get up out of here, right? Have you ever seen, what's that? I just drew a blank. I was about to ask you something, and I forgot I was about to ask you.
I don't know. Oh, well.
Have you ever seen
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
I mean, hey, if it pops up in my head, I'll reach out in the office.
What kind of bus stop running?
What kind of what?
Now, what time the bus stop run? Nothing like this bitch run all night long.
Oh, shit. You know, maybe. Everybody got to get somewhere.
If you're going anywhere this time of night.
It'd be like that sometimes. You got to do what you got to do. You got to get across town because she talking shit. You know what I'm saying? You're going to hop on that bus. Sometimes you got to get across town because that motherfucker say, yo, get here. If you get here, I got that money for you. You go get there. All right. I got you ain't never had to get across town and have a bit.
I would like to say no. I've never. I have not rode anybody's bus. If
somebody
I say to
me.
You that niggas don't need to be dating, going through certain shit, I am a firm believer about women, too. If you going through certain shit, you don't need to be dating either. Bitch, if you ain't got no car to get yourself to and from, you don't need to be going nowhere. Especially if that nigga can't come and pick you up. That's why I don't understand how baby mama got in a situation